I am so thrilled that Mike George has taken of his time, his energy, and his talents to come to Iowa to positively affect our presidential election, encouraging the presidential candidates to implement Lean Six Sigma at every level of the federal government. I'm thrilled that Mike George is with us. He's become a friend. He's a true patriot and someone that I think is going to truly bring solutions to the country that is so looking forward to solutions. Mike George.
Thanks very much, Marlis. Our country is really facing a very serious crisis. Those of you who have children and grandchildren are very concerned about the level of debt, the interest payments that they're going to have to pay in taxes, and the potential bankruptcy of the country if this alarming increase in debt is in fact not reversed. So I'm going to talk to you about what I'm doing about this and what I hope that you'll help achieve here in Iowa and beyond. Right now, just to give you some numbers, we have, as you well know, $14 trillion in debt and a deficit of about $1.5 trillion per year. China is our leading lender, and this gives them a great deal of influence over our future and potential for military conflict. Now, how many of you remember the deficit commission the president asked for? You all remember that, but it's all been forgotten now, hasn't it? But there's also a number of spending cuts they recommended, which have not been accepted by the Congress. Other people, including the Heritage Foundation, Cato Institute, Paul Ryan, a number of other well-meaning and very intelligent people, have come up with what they call program cuts, and they've gone absolutely nowhere. What we need is a method of spending reduction that everyone can agree on, Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, pro-life, pro-choice, everyone. And that method is called waste reduction. There is no constituency in Congress for waste, is there? Therefore, I want to tell you about a process that's already working in the Army and Navy. And it is one that I was fortunate enough to be part of. It's a method that Brooke just mentioned called Lean Six Sigma. The method consists of talking to the user, finding out what their goals are for the output of your process, then walking back through the process, finding all the costs that do not add value from the user's perspective, and eliminating them. And I'd like to give you one example to make this concrete. Obviously, our naval aviators have to practice takeoffs and landings from carriers to be ready for war, correct? Well, how many should they do? Every year, the number of takeoffs and landings was relentlessly increasing, burning up aircraft, fuels, spares, maintenance, and money. So the question was, why is the budget going up every year? There turned out to be no input from the user, which is the fleet. How many practice takeoffs and landings does the fleet need for the aviators to be, in fact, ready? When that metric was finally developed, it was found that 80% of the squadrons were flying way above the readiness metric. By reducing to the readiness metric that the customer required, contributed to $169 million of savings per year, which was what returned to the Chief of Naval Operations. When you look at any of the federal processes we've looked at in the Army and Navy, it turns out that about 25% of the spending is in fact waste. If you project the work that the Army and Navy have done across the whole discretionary budget, you can reduce spending by $400 billion per year without cutting a single program. In other words, we can go after that $400 billion and not have any congressional problems. In addition to that, the Congressional Budget Office says there's $100 billion in Medicare fraud. We've done enough studies that indicate that using Lean Six Sigma, we can simply apply the methods that the private insurance companies use to detect fraud, and you would eliminate that waste. Let me give you one example. A dentist was recently convicted of fraud He, for 5 years, had been claiming he was doing an average of 800 procedures per day. It took Medicare 5 years to catch him. How long do you think it would take the private insurance companies to catch this gentleman? Well, he's now in federal penitentiary. What am I doing here today? As Marlis mentioned, we want to help influence the next presidential candidate. We are asking each of you to volunteer to sign the pledge from Strong America Now that you will agree to only support those candidates who've signed up to cut spending by $500 billion per year through waste reduction. We currently have 10,000 members and we're just getting started. So we have very strong belief that we're going to get a substantial number before the Ames presidential straw poll, enough to actually influence who wins the presidential nomination. And that way we can send a president to the White House who will finally attack the deficit in a meaningful way. Now, without question, we have lots of challenges in this country, many different factions. But if we don't solve the federal deficit crisis, we can't properly fund our schools, we can't properly fund our defense, and the other priorities that are absolutely essential to achieve our goals of a competitive America. That comes first. So I would like to, first of all, thank you for your attention, but I'd like to introduce our team members that are helping me with Strong America Now. I want to say ahead of time that this is the strongest grassroots team in Iowa today. We have Marlis from Nicole Schlinger's operation, and I'd like her to introduce her people.
Can you do it now?
Yeah, please do.
We have five field directors in the state of Iowa actively working county by county, precinct by precinct, to encourage individuals to sign the petition, to become organizers, to get other people to sign the petitions, and we're just as excited as we can be. And the people that we have on our team are Greg Cummings. Greg is from Lamoni. And we have Vicki Stogdale, who's here from here in Ames. And we have Cindy Dirksen, who is from Hampton. And we have Chad Steenhook, who is from Ames. And our most recent hire is Tim Grover. And Tim is from the metropolis of Miles, Iowa. And this is our state team that we're working together to make this happen in Iowa.
I'd also like to introduce two gentlemen of remarkable talent, Dave Funk and Matt Strong. Would you gentlemen come forward? And Dave and Matt come with remarkable abilities to present the Strong America Now thesis. They have enormous passion, and we consider ourselves extremely fortunate to have this whole team represented us. Matt, would you like to say a few words?
Sure. Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you for bringing your leadership to Iowa to share what is a proven method for eliminating wastes, costs, and inefficiencies, not just in the private sector, but across our government. And, you know, there's no question I play different roles throughout our community, whether it's as a party leader or a business owner or as a parent and a father. But it really is that last role I play that has motivated me to be here today, to lend my name to the Strong America Now effort, and to actually call on my fellow Iowans to join me in this noble cause as we try and tackle the budget crisis that faces our country. And I think about my three kids. I think about the fact that our youngest, Quinn, just last August, we welcomed her into the world. When she came into the world, though, she was welcomed with a $30,000 share of a national debt that all of us placed upon her. And that is unconscionable. And that hasn't stopped. $4 billion a day of new debt is being heaped on future generations. And that just isn't mortgaging the hopes and dreams of the next generation. It is suffocating the freedom, the economic freedom of future generations to pursue their dream, and is driving a stake through the heart of the American dream for future generations. So the time to act is now. And thanks to Michael George, thanks to Strong America Now, we have the tools to fix our country again. If you think about these practices that companies every day are utilizing, the Department of Defense has utilized, there's a proven roadmap for success that if we apply across the entire federal government, the operations, we can save up to $700 billion a year and put this country back on the path to a true balanced budget. Folks, the time to act is now. The proven track record of success of Michael George shows us that it can be done. For the security of long-term Americans, it must be done. And with the work of people all across this state over the coming weeks and months, it will be done. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Dave, would you like to say a few words? Thank you.
Two tough acts to follow. I want you to go home tonight, and I want you to think about your kids and your grandkids. And 20 years from now, when your kids and your grandkids are going to look at you, and they're going to say, Mom, Dad, Grandma, Grandpa, back in 2010, 2011, 2012, the most critical election probably going forward in our generation, what did you do to help save America? And I'm asking every Iowan to look those presidential candidates in the eye and ask them, what, sir, what, ma'am, are you willing to do to save America? Are you willing to reduce the waste in government? Are you willing to stop taking one of every $4 that we send to Washington and throwing it away in waste and abuse? What will you do in 20 years? Will you be able to face your kids? Thank you.
I'm very proud that this team of patriots has come forward in stalwart fashion early on to help make sure the dreams of our children and grandchildren are not stifled by this enormous debt burden, and that they can benefit the same way our generation did from the opportunities that America has offered since its founding. Thank you all for attending, and God bless America. We have time for questions and answers if there are any questions. Yeah, I'll be back here Monday morning, and I'll be here just about every week, and certainly through the caucus. In terms of personal investment, it is substantial. We will be receiving contributions from volunteers, and I can't answer that question without pointing out that I received an email recently from a little lady, a retired lady, who told me that she was so excited about this opportunity to save America, that although she lived on Social Security and only made $700 a month, she wanted to make a substantial contribution to Strong America Now. It's easy for a person of wealth to make these payments, but for a person on fixed income with so little means, I was very deeply moved and touched by her voluntary contribution. Any more questions? Yes. Yes. No, they're just right here in Iowa.
Repeat the questions.
Now, yes. The question was, are the 10,000 people national or just here in Iowa? And they're just here in Iowa. But let me tell you, I'm getting from the radio spots we've done here in Iowa, other radio programs around the nation, Florida, Connecticut, Michigan, California, have called me to make radios. We're starting to get more members coming in from other states, but it's just beginning. But no, we intend to have a vast number just in Iowa so we can influence this election. Iowa is the lever by which you can move the world. Barack Obama proved it in 2008. We think we can prove it again in 2012. Yes? I've asked Marlis. Yes, the question was, has there ever been an issue-oriented campaign like this before in Iowa? And I've been reliably told by Marlis the answer is no. There's been a lot of people running for president in Iowa, which, by the way, I am not doing. But there's never been this sort of an issue-oriented initiative on this scale and with this quality of talent arrayed around me.